Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan on a very busy Monday. If you've missed any of the program, easy. You can rewind it on the free Odyssey app. The Joe Beningo Monday call-in with Evan and Tiki is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com. HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City. Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you. And by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Joe, obviously, before we get to the shocking Jet victory, the horrible news we all got yesterday morning about Nick Mangold. Your thoughts on the passing of Nick at a ridiculously young age?
Well, one of the great Jets of all time, no doubt about it. One of the great centers of all time. Yep. I mean, I know he's up. You know, he's up for. He's been nominated for the Hall of Fame. He should get in. You know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's a very limited amount of centers in the Hall of Fame. I was thinking about him the other day. I think it's Jim Ringo, Mike Webster, DeMonte Dawson, Jack Langa, Dwight Stevenson, and Kevin Mawai. So why shouldn't Nick Mangold be in there? He's as good as any of those guys in my mind. You know, I think he's a six-time Pro Bowler and a great guy.
Seven
Pro Bowls.
Yeah, seven, you know, and two All Pros.
Right, and two All Pros, which is, you know, that means you're the best of the best.
Right.
I don't think there's any question. Put him in, and we could all go just like we did for Klecko and Revis. We can all go to Canton. And even though Nick won't be with us, we can watch him get into the Hall of Fame. I met him a couple times. Great guy. Regular guy. And I'll never forget, we were there at the draft in 2006. And I'll never forget this at Radio City back when it was in New York all the time. And, you know, the story was Reggie Bush and Vince Young and, you know, I think it was Matt Leinart, all these guys. And we're talking, you and I, we've got to draft Reggie Bush and all of this. The Jets had the fourth pick in the draft. They take the Brickashaw Ferguson. Then, at the end of the draft, they had another pick in the first round. They take Nick Mangold. It turned out to be probably the best draft in the history of the franchise. Mm. We had basically the two rocks of our starting offensive line for 10 years, probably the greatest left tackle we ever had in DeBrick. It's close with Nick because you got to look at Mawai, too, who's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know, so, you know, two great, great centers that we've had. But that turned out to be, you know, I think we got Leon Washington in that draft, Brad Smith in that draft. That turned out to be one of the great drafts in the history of
no
the franchise.
Doubt. It wasn't sexy at the time because you're right. It was all about Reggie and Leinart and all
right,
that.
That's but, right.
And in a way, watching yesterday's game, let us hope, not the same positions exactly, that Olu Fashanu and Armon Membu can be those rocks for the next 10 years too, because they played a hell of a game yesterday.
Well, they were the stars of the game. You know, look, obviously Fields was great. Brees was great. By the way, you're not trading Brees. Let me get this out here right now. You're not trading Brees, okay? Okay, these are the kind of guys you're going to be looking for next year to help you go forward with a young team and hopefully a young quarterback.
Hey, Joe, I agree with you 100%. But isn't this what everybody said about Saquon when it was near the end with the New York Giants? Well, trade him when he's at his highest value and get something for him.
They didn't even trade him, though. They didn't trade him.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying now some people are saying trade Brees Hall. But I agree with you.
No.
Don't trade him. I mean, I know Isaiah Davis is a good player, and he had a 100
tremendous
total
game.
Yards.
He had a great game,
huge
yesterday.
Game,
great
but
game.
But he's not Breece Hall.
No. And the other kid, Allen, I really don't know about him. He got hurt. He had a big fumble. He's out probably for the year. Here's the thing, Teague. Okay, you keep him. You try to sign him in the offseason, and if you don't, you franchise him. And the running back number is not a, you know, it's not like you're franchising a quarterback or a pass rusher or a left tackle. You know what? That's what you do. That's what I would do.
Especially because if they trade him, what, they're going to get a fourth-round pick?
You're throwing him away. Yeah. Yeah, what are you getting? You're basically getting nothing for him. I mean, come on. A fourth-round pick, especially the way our franchise picks. You know what? With our fourth-round pick, we won't be taking somebody like Cam Scatterboo. And I want to say something about that, too. Because I was putting the Giant game on in the commercials of the Jet game, and unfortunately, I happened to see the play where Scatterboo got hurt.
That was terrible.
And you could tell immediately his ankle was going the wrong way. And look, I'm not a Giant fan, but what a hit. What a terrible. I mean, you know, the kid had so much, him and Dart together, so much juice. And to see the kid go out like that, that's just horrible. Really, really horrible.
Horrific.
Yep.
A couple of things early in this game.
Yep.
Fourth and one from their own 37-yard line.
Right.
Your thoughts on going for it and then subsequently the toss to Breece Hall that got completely smushed.
Loved going for it. The play was horrible.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm hearing is that Fields audibled out of the play. Now, I think it might have been a quarterback sneak.
It should have been.
It should have been. Of course. And remember, later on in the game, he did a quarterback sneak and got the first down.
Yeah.
Love the idea, being aggressive. We're 0-7. I was all for it, but the play call was horrible.
Yeah, I think the aggressiveness showed its head later.
With the 2-point conversion?
Well, the 2-point conversion first, but also the other fourth down.
It
was pass all the way. Now, it was a great job by Justin Fields of buying time and finding his tight end, and then the going for it on fourth down. I mean,
well, how about the first
conversion.
Touchdown, Teague, was on fourth down. It was
fourth and two.
Right,
yep. Right.
And Fields made the throw to Johnson with a guy right in his face.
Yeah, I mean, that was
and he put it right on the money.
Right, there was zero. It was a zero blitz. For whatever reason, the cornerback or the safety slowed up before he got to Justin Fields for whatever reason, and that half a second allowed him to throw that. It was a floater because it got tipped into Johnson's hands. But, you know, as I thought about it, early on in my mind, I'm saying, why is, like, dude, you don't need to be this aggressive. But then I realized, what the hell do you have to lose?
Right, you're 0-7.
If you're Aaron Glenn at 0-7, take every chance that you possibly can because you don't know how it's going to spark your team. And by the way, that's what happened. It started to spark the team to do really good stuff, at least offensively.
And I want to say this, too. Another thing that, you know, not the game per se. What Woody Johnson said, there's no question that this lit a fire, not only on the fields, but under the team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any question about it. And I don't think that that's what his intent was.
No.
I mean, obviously. But it worked. Whatever it was, he wound up working for his football
team. It greatly affected Justin Fields. I mean, you see him in that postgame admitting he was crying during the week, and he didn't put it on Woody. But look, Woody Johnson is so odd because I get it. Justin Fields wasn't playing well. Mm-hmm. Like, we all criticized him, but it's something different when the owner of the team comes out in the clunky way that he speaks, where he's like, his rating is bad. Like, even the way he talks, it just doesn't make that much sense. Can't complete it. It was something he shouldn't have said, but hey. If it somehow sparked Justin Fields to play his best football, God bless him.
No question about it. And I got to tell you, the two plays on the two-point conversions, which turned out to be huge in this game.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, both times I was disagreeing with doing it. Okay? Both times. You know, because the first time they were down 9. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're down. So if you don't get this, you're still down 2 scores. On that one, Fields made an unbelievable play. He got it. They were going to pass it. He got away from the pressure. He gets outside and he runs it in for 2. And then on the second one, at that point now, it's 38-30. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. Well, you got to kick the egg. What are you going for 2 now?
Right.
You got to kick the extra point. And what a play he makes. I mean, he makes the throw as he's going down. Davis catches the ball. Mm. Initially, they're saying it's an incomplete pass. You saw the replay. You saw it recorded.
Yeah.
And barely was the football on the goal line. And obviously, maybe the biggest play of the game, that play.
No, it definitely was because it created the opportunity to win the game when you move the ball down the field and score again on what was a ridiculous play by Breece Hall. Now, there are some players running down the sideline.
Well, you're talking about the touchdown pass.
There are some guys who are just back, like gamers. They just figure it out as it goes along. As soon as he tucked that ball, I was like, all right, whatever. Just maybe reverse field, whatever. Figure something out. But that throw was it was QB-esque.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A guy who doesn't play quarterback.
He pumped it, faked it, just popped it up to Mason Rudolph.
Right.
Mason Taylor,
right.
Who had a really tremendous game. He caught a big third down as well. How about the receivers in this game? Tyler Johnson and Isaiah Williams. Both of these guys were huge in this game.
Yeah.
Williams caught some big passes. He even had that reverse for about 25 yards. How about the fourth down play to Rucker, of all people?
Yes.
Which gets him 25 yards.
This is why you get encouraged from Justin Fields. Because quarterbacks obviously are not supposed to make mistakes, just lead the team down the field, score points.
Right.
But he was making those guys better. Like, the throws were making those guys in position to go make plays for themselves. And you got to credit Justin Fields for that. We were talking a bit earlier, and I think the biggest difference, Joe, is that Tanner Engstrand finally stopped trying to be ultra-conservative with Justin Fields. When I went back and watched the game from Carolina, every throw was like a two-step or a three-step drop. In this game, he's taking five-step drops. He's got a seven-step drop, and he's just safer, right? He's just away from pressure. That immediate pressure that comes just from the line push he would feel in the previous weeks. This week, he felt like he was a Pro Bowl quarterback the way he was throwing the ball around.
The offensive line, Evan alluded to it earlier, was phenomenal. Mm. I mean, they didn't touch Fields in this game. They ran for 254 yards. I mean, you can't say, if this is what the offensive line is gonna be as we go forward. I mean, because I thought they would, as much as all those guys were great. You know, Fields was great, Davis was great, Breece was great, no doubt about it. To me, the stars of the game were the offensive line.
Absolutely, and they're essentially both rookies. I mean, Fashion is a second-year player, but remember, he didn't even start right away last year.
And Tippmann is only, his second year, third year?
Yeah, third year, I think. They're incredibly young, and hopefully that's what this team is building towards, having the rock-solid offensive line that we saw during the Mangold-to-Brick era.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, the defense stunk. And let me say a couple things about this defense.
Yeah.
And finally, because I know everybody. Look, not for a minute, and I got to tell you this too, guys. Did I ever think they're winning this game?
Me neither.
No. Because with a minute and 50 seconds left, they got three timeouts. And all they need is a field goal to win the game. And I'm like, there's no way they're going to stop them. And they did. So credit to them. But a couple plays in this game. How about this? And I thought we were dead with this play. And they scored a touchdown, too, after this. Third and 12, and they let Joe Flacco run for 13 yards.
Yeah.
And Michael Clemens misses him. Mm. on the play, right?
Yep.
I don't know how he's still on a team. He misses them. I thought they were dead after that play. And here's another guy. You know, we always talk about how overrated Sauce is. I mean, let's be honest about it. Quinnen Williams, this guy.
Oh,
I mean,
the neutral zone infraction on third and four.
On third and four, he gives him a first down. Does he do anything? He had one assisted tackle yesterday. You know, when do I see Quinnen Williams? Everybody gets delirious about this guy. When do I see Quinnen Williams make a play like I saw Dexter Lawrence make a few weeks ago against the Chargers when he bats the ball in the air, catches the ball, and runs for like 35, 40 yards? When am I going to see that? When am I going to see Quinnen Williams have like a 3 or 4 sack game?
Well,
I don't see it ever.
I'm curious now because Diana Russini put out what she's hearing about it before the NFL trade deadline.
Yep.
And she mentioned Jets are going to get a lot of calls on Quinnen Williams. Mm-hmm. Would you trade him?
I would think about it because I think he might get you a number one draft choice. Certainly a number two.
Yeah, he's certainly getting a return on like Breece Hall.
Right. I'm not trading Breece Hall. But I would look, I'm not getting what we should be getting from Quinnen Williams as far as I'm concerned. I think he's extremely overrated. Like I said, I mean, can I see him make a play like Dexter Lawrence? I mean, give me a break. I never see that. Never. So yeah, I think you get no worse than a second-round pick for him.
Yeah, I mean, Dexter Lawrence has that reputation, and his previous years have been fantastic, but he hasn't made a ton of plays like that this year. But it's in his wheelhouse, that's for sure. I mean, the other thing, Joe, that is half those defensive backs, I didn't know who they were.
Right.
I was like, who is this guy?
Hey, you know what? Give those guys credit, okay? I know that the kid, what's his name, Thomas got
AZ,
on that touchdown to Higgins.
Right.
But they pretty much, you know, they kept DeMar Chase pretty, he caught a lot of passes, but they kept him in check. He didn't kill him in this game.
Right. Bend, don't break.
Right. So they made, these kids made some plays, you know, the kid from.
But they still gave up a ton of points.
Well, they're not any good. They got no pass for.
Yeah.
Tiki, where's the pressure? We had one sack by Will McDonald, which was pretty big late in the game. But where were they? They didn't get near Joe Flacco, and there was no blitzing at all.
Yeah.
Did they blitz?
And they couldn't stop the run. I mean, P. Ryan and Chase Brown all day.
They rushed for 184 yards in this game.
You mentioned something we don't see from Quinnen Williams. I'll tell you something else we don't see as a whole from this defense is force a freaking turnover. We saw the one turnover a few weeks ago.
God.
And the play, I never thought they were going to win. I'm completely with you. Even on 4th and 9 from their own 45, I'm like, they're going to convert a kick, a field goal. We're going to lose.
Or you're going to see a pass interference or an illegal contact.
Yes, definitely. But the the play that really killed me was about 3 plays earlier. The rookie, A.Z. Thomas, as he's affectionately called, knocked the ball up and came within like a centimeter.
He was out of bounds, though.
That was the problem.
Right.
Because
he never, definitely did not reestablish.
He never reestablished, but actually caught the ball back in the field of play. If he had reestablished, it's an interception.
Right.
And they just, they never force him.
Well, they didn't turn the ball over either. But look, they got one turnover all year. They don't have it. How about this? The starting quarterback, Fields, has not thrown an interception all year, and the defense has not gotten an interception all year. How about
crazy.
That?
That's almost impossible.
Right?
I mean, you're halfway through the season almost.
Yeah, tell me about it. And I know he only played, he missed that one game against Tampa. But you know what? Well, you look at this team, you start to look at this season that we've had. I mean, they could easily, let's be real, they could easily have 4 wins here. I mean, you go back to the Pittsburgh game, the Denver game. Denver mailed that game in. They should have won that game. Denver's a really good team. But they didn't. You know, like I said, they mailed the game in London. Let's be honest about it. They should have won that game. They had Tampa. If they could have made a stop against Tampa, they would have won that game. I mean, so many of these games, the only 2 games they really got killed was Dallas and Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, even last week against the crummy Panthers, who, by the way, Buffalo annihilated yesterday.
Right.
I mean, come on. You know, so here's my feeling going forward. You got 9 games left. There's a lot of football to be played. Let me see them win games. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is unrealistic because they're still going to get a high draft choice. Go 5-4 over the last 9. You got games you can win. You got Cleveland. You got the Saints. You got Atlanta at home. You got Miami. I know Miami waxed Atlanta yesterday, but you know, you got Miami. You got games you can win. So I want to see this going forward. I want to see some wins. And you're still going to get a high draft choice no matter what. You're not winning more than four or five games if you're winning that many. You're still going to get your quarterback in the first round. Let me see if we got a football team or not.
Now, speaking
let
of
me
the
see if we got a head coach.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's the encourage. That's why winning is so important.
Right.
You just nailed it. We
can
talk about picks all day.
Right.
We need to see success and improvement to know that there is a head coach here.
Right.
One thing that they've done
Let me just say one thing. Because I don't, and I've said this before, I don't give a damn who the coach is.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have I want to have a winning, you know, a real legitimate NFL head coach. I don't care who the quarterback is. I just want to win. I don't give a damn if it's Justin Fields, if it's Sally Fields. I don't care. You know what I mean? I want to win.
I'm with you.
That's all that matters. So, you know, nine games, a lot of football to be played. Let me see this team stack a couple wins here.
But also, like, we all want to win. If they finish 1-16 and fired this coach, their chances of winning are not good.
Right.
Because all of a sudden they'd be looking for a head coach and no one would want this job.
Yeah.
So
we
are better off. For any Jet fan who actually cares about winning, which I think is most of us, they got to win with Glenn.
It would have to get really, really bad for him to get fired.
I agree.
And I don't see that in the cards, him not being the head coach.
And Woody put his rear end out for Glenn. I mean, when he criticized Fields, he didn't criticize Glenn.
So, no, you're right.
You know, he wants him to be the guy.
But we're also seeing, I know it was tough to like admit it a few weeks ago because they kept losing. We're also seeing improvement, especially in terms of penalties. I know the Quinn and Williams one was a disaster.
Yes.
But, dude, they committed four penalties this week. Yeah. They committed like three last week. They have clearly cut down on that.
Yes.
And we
got to
give the coach credit for that.
Yeah, no, they've cut down on the penalties. There's no doubt about it. I would agree with that. They're not making those dumb mistakes they were making before. But they got to, you know, you got to get the turnovers. They just don't force any turnovers at all. I was very surprised to hear that they are, and I don't know if they got any yesterday or not. They got beat by Houston. That the Niners, Robert Saleh's defense, didn't have any interceptions either. Did you know that?
That's crazy.
I did not know that.
Spiro Dedish yesterday was saying there was only two teams in the league: the Jets and San Francisco, and I don't know if they got any yesterday.
They have forced seven turnovers. And even if they're all fumbles.
Who's that, San Francisco?
San Francisco. At least they're forcing them.
Right, right.
They did get one interception yesterday.
Okay,
so they're off the snide.
So the Jets are the only team.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, I don't even give fumble, interception. I don't give a rat's ass. Just force a turnover.
Oh, my God. Can I see one time? And I'm sure, look, we're going to get the bye this week. And I think they're actually the favorite against the bye for a change. and I think this is a big deal, too. I want to see Aaron Glenn, because we never win after the bye. You know this, Ed.
Yeah.
I want to see Aaron Glenn, this is a big deal for the coach, have his team prepared and ready to play football coming out of that bye when they play the Cleveland Browns, who started a rookie quarterback. You know, I know they got a solid defense. They got killed by the Patriots yesterday. I want to see this team ready to play football coming out of the bye. That's a big reflection on the head coach. Big
Absolutely.
Time.
And it's a game they should win. They're going to be favorites at home against
them.
Go beat them.
Right. Right.
What
no doubt about it.
Obviously, none of us are there yet. I was laying out a fantasy earlier in the show, like Woody Johnson somehow inspires Justin Fields and he becomes our franchise quarterback after all that. Mm-hmm. What a story it would be. Though not likely, what do you need to see from Justin Fields over these final bunch of weeks to say, you know what, screw drafting a quarterback. We have our quarterback.
Well, I got
to
see more games like yesterday. let me see more like yesterday. I mean, I don't want to see him now revert back to, you know, being a disaster again going forward. I still would draft a quarterback, though. I still would. I mean, remember, they only got him on a two-year deal anyway.
Yeah.
Right? He's there for 2 years. They gave him $30 million guaranteed. So I still am drafting a quarterback because, you know, no matter what he does the rest of the
week. I do want to bring up something Met-related because I found this out in the last hour, and I'm annoyed about it, and I'm assuming you're going to be annoyed about
it. About Pete?
It's not about Pete Alonso. It's actually about a coach. And I know coaching doesn't make us nuts, but Anton Richardson is not coming back.
How could he not? How could this guy? I mean, they were, like, unbelievable stealing bases last year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think that they were thrown out by a catcher. I don't know how long. They got a bunch of times, and Lindor specifically got picked off by pitchers, right?
Yes.
Well, picked off.
A catcher didn't throw a guy out at second base for like 5 months. It was ridiculous.
I mean, what did they have, 35 in a row or something like that?
It was crazy. Yeah. So
it really is. It's so wrong. You know, it's amazing how Jeremy Hefner, we looked at him like he was Dave Duncan or Leo Mazzoni for a while, right?
Yep.
This great pitching coach. What the hell happened? What happened to the great pitching lab? Well, you don't want to. I don't want to get started on the general manager, on the the president of baseball operations.
I don't know if I blame Stearns or Cohen for this, but according to Jeff Passan, in terms of why Anton Richardson is not back, is they could not agree on a new contract.
What?
Which is like,
how much could a coach be making? He's not making more than, you know, a couple hundred thousand.
I know. That's why I read that. I'm like, Richardson,
maybe that's to save face.
They got rid of all the other coaches. They could have just gotten rid of them. Instead, it sounds like they couldn't agree on money, and that sounds like a horrible decision considering what he turned Juan Soto as a base stealer into, and
everybody
on this Met team.
Stealing bases. You just didn't throw anybody out. It was amazing how they stole bases. Now, a lot, of course, the new rule with only two throwovers to first helps it.
Yeah.
But they were just, you know, dominant.
It's also
stealing bases.
Stealing on breaking balls. That helps.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
it's about being smart. It's about reading the pitches and knowing when to go.
Yeah, yeah, that didn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah,
you know, blame the coaching staff, of course.
Of course. Joe, good talking to you, man. We always appreciate it.
All right, guys, all the love. I guess I won't talk to you next week. No game, so we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Talk to you in a few.
Thank you, Joe.
The great Joe Beningo, after a Jet victory for the very first time, for the very first time this year, we get to talk to Joe after a win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.